Well, today I'm really nervous about this sermon because I've never preached a message quite like this one. And I have scoured the internet looking for anyone else who has attempted to do what I'm about to try to do today, and there was no one. So I am either a renegade or an idiot. Both are bad options. But here's my attempt. My attempt is to give you, get this, 20 chapters of Proverbs today. Yeah, you see, nobody else on the internet thought this would be a good idea. Most pastors will quote one or two Proverbs to kind of like puff up their point they're trying to make, or they'll give you an entire sermon on one or two Proverbs. But I'm just going to tell you why this affected me so much this week. First, how we got Proverbs. Do you guys know how we got Proverbs? I quick explain it. We got Proverbs because in 1 Kings chapter 3, God shows up to Solomon and says, "Whatever you want, I will give it to you." Now just think of that. Seriously? How would you answer that question? If God showed up to you tonight and said, "Whatever you want, I'll give it to you." Well, I know my answer, and so that's probably why God hasn't shown up to me and said this, because it'd fail. I'd fail. It'd be something selfish on myself. But Solomon said, "Give me wisdom. Give me wisdom so I can govern your people well." And God responded, "Because you asked for wisdom, and you didn't ask for wealth or fame or revenge on your enemies." That's really what God said. Like, he knows our hearts. "I will give you all that, wealth, fame, and wisdom." And then he goes on to say, this is right there in 1 Kings 3. If you were doing your Bible reading plan, you would have found it. "Not just a little bit of wisdom." This is what, straight out of God's mouth. He said, "I will give you wisdom more than anyone else in all of history and more than anyone who is to come." You say, it is safe to say that Solomon was the wisest man to have ever lived. Up on screen. Boom. I feel bad for the tech booth today because they have extra work to do, covering 20 chapters of Proverbs. Okay, well, anyways, Solomon is the wisest man to who have ever lived. You say, well, what about Jesus? Well, that's a very simple answer. You can't be wiser than the giver of wisdom, okay? But Solomon, in human sense, was the wisest man to have ever lived. Now, marvel at this. Marvel at this. What you hold in your hand, the book of Proverbs, is an answered prayer request. You ever consider that? Proverbs is answered prayer. So here's what you hold in your hand was written 3,000 years ago. And it still baffles us today. A proverb is simply a short saying. It's like a one-liner that is based on a long experience. A proverb is a short saying based on a long experience. Now, these are sayings that you really have to chew on. You can't listen to these on times two speed. Some of the Bible you can't. Leviticus, just go ahead and put that on times five, okay? You can sleep through that one and it'll still count. These are sayings that you really have to mull over. You have to give it thought and consideration. And here's what I did this week. Here's what affected me so much. I read Proverbs chapter 10 through chapter 29. It's just one-liner sayings. And I read it three times. Right in a row. Proverbs chapter 10 to Proverbs 29. Three times, and I walked away knowing I am a fool. It compares and contrasts the wise person and the fool. And if I was honest, and I made a category, if I align more with the fool or more with the wise, I am a fool. So this is why this was so hard of a sermon for me. There are 595 Proverbs in those 20 chapters. You guys got nervous, didn't you? I'll be out of here by Tuesday. I won't read them all, but I want your heart to relate to these. And you will be shocked, as I was, at how true these are. You got to remember, the wisest man ever wrote these, okay? So this is why I'm really dependent on this tech booth today. Proverbs 28, verse 2. Please. Listen to this. When there is moral rot within a nation, its government topples easily. You guys know that's true, but wise and knowledgeable leaders bring stability. Oh. Solomon, 3,000 years ago, could look out at the world and know that this is a true thing. Like, what wisdom is in that? America is not the first nation to morally rot. And it's not going to be the last. Along those same lines, Proverbs 29, verse 2. When the godly are in authority, people rejoice. There's safety there. But when the wicked are in power, we groan. Like, think of the truth in that. 3,000 years ago, and it's still true today. Switching topics. This one got me. Proverbs 20, verse 14. Only 592 to go. Okay. This is good. The buyer haggles over the price saying, it's worthless. And then later walks away bragging about what a good deal they got. This guy had Facebook Marketplace. I sold my car last week. And I'm pretty sure this happened to me. So I now drive an ugly station wagon. If you drive a station wagon, I know how you feel. It's like worse than a mom car, okay? The most hurtful comment I got this week said, "That looks like something a pastor would drive." All right, I'll just go drive it off a cliff then. Station wagon. And if you guys were here last week, you know why I sold it. Words. Proverbs also talks about words. Has a lot to say about words. Remember, the wisest man ever said this. Proverbs 26, 22. Rumors are just dainty little morsels, but they sink deep into our heart. Oh, you know that's true. The strangest little things stick with us throughout our lives. And they might not even be true. And they affect us. A rumor is just a little thing, but it sinks deep into our heart. Changes how we think of others. It changes how we think of ourselves. And Solomon could look at the world and know that. This is good. This sermon is great for anyone with ADD. It was written by someone with ADD. It's got marriage advice. Proverbs 15:1. Like, let this sink into your life. A gentle answer turns away wrath, deflects anger. But a harsh word makes tempers flare. Husbands, what power that we have in our response. That we can either make the rest of the night go terrible by a harsh word, or we can have a gentle answer and make the rest of the night go good. Solomon knew that. 3,000-year-old wisdom is still true today. Proverbs 27:20. This isn't just for today. Just as death and destruction are never satisfied, so human desire is never satisfied. Like, think about that. Know that about yourself. Chew on that. Your human desire will never be satisfied. Ecclesiastes, the book in your Bible, is Solomon's attempt to satisfy his human desire. He had wisdom and money. If there was anybody on planet Earth that could find meaning in this life, it was Solomon. He tried drinking, he tried women, he tried work, he tried fame. He traded peacocks for fun. Maybe that'll do it. He tried knowledge. Maybe if I just knew stuff, if I was really smart and I had 4 PhDs. Nope. This is so good. Be shocked at the truth of this one. Proverbs 13:7. Some who are poor pretend to be rich, and others who are rich pretend to be poor. This book's too old to understand things of our day. I have found this to be true. This is a true story. The most frugal old lady lived in a ratty house, drove a ratty car. She died a millionaire. This is a true story. Someone locally, she gave $400,000 to the church when she died. And get this, oh, you're gonna love it. She had two lawnmower boys, and she gave them each $100,000. Yeah, kids, you'd be out mowing lawns for every old lady in town, won't you? It's 15 bucks is going a long way. It's a true story. Charlie knew him. He was not one of the lawnmowers. Yeah. And, okay, you got the people who pretend to be poor, but they're actually really wealthy. And then you have people that try to flex their wealth. And really, they're just in massive debt. You know these. You know them. You thought that was just our generation. 3,000-year-old wisdom. Proverbs 18:17. This is good. This is just life tips. The first to speak in court sounds right until the cross-examination begins. Listen to both sides of the story before you draw your conclusion. Such wisdom. Proverbs 18:13. I'll speed it up a little bit. Spouting off before listening to the facts is shameful and foolish. Chew on that. Apply that to your life. This is why I thought I was a fool. Employers, you're going to feel this one. You ready, Thad? I told you I had one for you. Proverbs 10:26. Lazy people irritate their employers. It's like vinegar to the teeth or smoke in your eyes. Amen? Solomon knew Hemi Electric was coming. Vinegar in the teeth. This is such a sour mouth. And smoke in the eyes. It's just an irritant. And so is a lazy person working for an employer. Man, just show up, be on time, and do your job. And it's refreshing. Told you you'd like these. This one is to encourage older folk. Proverbs 20:29. The glory of the young is their strength. Uh-huh, impressive. But the gray hair of experience is the splendor of the old. You got gray hair, you flaunt that. Another place that says gray hair is the crown of glory, because you don't get that easily. You had to live that out. Marvel at this one, so true today. Proverbs 20:21. This is so fascinating. An inheritance obtained too early in life, that's not a blessing in the end. Look at the wisdom in that. Just like a one-liner. An inheritance obtained too early, it'll ruin you. You guys know this. You give a 20-year-old wealth, they'll wreck their lives. But you give an inheritance at the proper time, and it's a blessing. Boys, young boys, listen to this one. Proverbs 20, verse 3, and some immature men. Avoiding a fight is a mark of honor. Only fools insist on quarreling. Young boys, you think the weak one is the one that walks away? Nope, you're the fool. Wisest man ever said that, which was Master Splinter. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fans. Proverbs 19:3. You're going to love this. People ruin their own lives by their foolish decisions, and then they blame it on God. They get angry at the Lord. What a proverb. What a proverb. People ruin their own lives by their foolish decisions and then blame it on the Lord. There is a joke I could say with this one, but it's inappropriate for church. So we'll hold that one in. It's got a lot to say on parenting. Proverbs 15:20. Sensible children bring joy to their father. Foolish children despise their mother. Or Proverbs 17:21, it is painful to be the parent of a fool. There is no joy for the father of a rebel. And I just wrote here in parentheses, sorry, Dad. I was that kid. Man, I was rebellious. And I don't know if you guys know the story, but I had it in my mind. I was a bad kid in love with my sin. And I had it in my mind that I just needed to push hard against my parents to show them that this is just who I am. And luckily, my father's love was greater than my rebellion, and he pushed harder back at me to say, no, I won't let you go that way. Like, I physically ran away from my parents right there. Had a bag in my hand. He grabbed my bag, and I ran physically from him. Jumped in my friend's car down the road. I was the rebel, and I didn't bring no joy to my father. But it was an excellent picture of a heavenly father pursuing me. And when I gave my first testimony of coming to faith in Christ, my father was in the back, and I couldn't finish it. Couldn't finish the testimony because I just wept. Proverbs 12:1. To learn, you must love discipline. It is stupid to hate correction. Discipline is not immediately pleasant, but without it, we go astray. Proverbs 19:26, same is true today. Children who mistreat their father or chase away their mother are an embarrassment and a public disgrace. Okay, there was 595. I narrowed it down to 56, and I knew you couldn't handle 56. So I narrowed it down to 26. There's only a few more to go. There's a funny one. Here's a couple funny ones. Proverbs 11:22. A beautiful woman who lacks discretion is like a gold ring in a pig's snout. Hey, I didn't say it. The wisest man ever said it, okay? I looked up why they even put rings in pig's snouts, and it's to keep them from rooting, digging around, messing stuff up. I don't know what it has to do with a beautiful woman, but that's what he said. Or how about this one? Proverbs 27:14. A loud and cheerful greeting too early in the morning is taken as a curse. Amen, right? You happy campers? 6 a.m. Or 25:17, another one, Proverbs 25:17. Don't visit your neighbors too often or you'll wear out your welcome. An introvert wrote that, I'm pretty sure. You find these to be true. So I just wish you would have been with me this week and just been in my head and just read what I read and just soak in the Proverbs. Like, I'm just trying to give you enough teaser that you read it for yourself. Now some serious ones. Proverbs 25:20. Singing cheerful songs to a person with a heavy heart is like taking someone's coat in cold weather or pouring vinegar on their wound. The wisdom. Solomon probably watched someone go through tragedy. He probably watched someone go through tragedy and then saw people try to cheer them up. And he had the wisdom to look at it and say, "You're not helping. You're singing cheerful songs to someone who's gone through tragedy. It's like taking their coat in cold weather or putting vinegar on their wound. Just be with them and shut up." Proverbs 17:28 is the wisdom. Even fools are thought wise when they just keep silent. And when they shut their mouths, they seem intelligent. Even fools are thought wise when they just shut up. So I make a living out of speaking. Let you fill in the blank, okay? Last one, and then we'll be done. And this is the one that Jesus quoted. Jesus quoted a Proverbs 24:12. Jesus quote. He said, Solomon wrote this first, "Don't excuse yourself by saying, 'Look, we didn't know.' For God understands all the hearts, and he sees you. And he who guards your soul," that's God, "he knows you knew." So don't excuse yourself by saying, "Look, we didn't know." He will repay everyone according to their actions. Everything we do, our thoughts, our lives, everything behind closed doors is open to the eyes of the Lord, so there is no excuse. You can't say, "We didn't know." No excuse will work at the final judgment. And the wisest thing that you can do with your life is to follow God, is to give your whole life to Christ. Jesus did not come to make your life a little bit better. He came for those who are willing to throw their life away in hopes of a better one. That's the gospel. Let's pray. God, your wisdom in the book of Proverbs is more than we can handle in 20 minutes. I pray that we would meditate on these Proverbs, that we would chew on them, that we wouldn't just poke at them and then go, oh, that's neat, and go do something else. I pray that this wisdom would first sink into my own heart and that I would stop playing the fool and that I would actually live out what I preach. We ask that you would do these things for the honor of your name. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.